You guys inspired me. This discussion on Erev Yom Kippur, it reminded me of the Mishnah in Tainus.
Yes, that needs to make some different money.
Exactly. Tzvi chapted immediately. Lo yom tam liso ke yom kippur v'shivasu v'tai v'shivasu ba'av tu ba'av shebo b'nos shel cholos b'krom. They used to dance. You know, it was a big shidduch day. It is a happy day. No, we should not feel guilty about what we're doing now. You know, people just, so another point that occurred to me, people just grab onto the chitzonius of things. You know, when we should have been like berad upachad was Rosh Hashanah. That's Yom HaDin. Just, you know, as it's a Yom Din Barachamim, meaning Pnimis it's Din, right? But b'chitzonius, it's, you know, it's a Yom Tiv, right? But people just hop onto the chitzonius. Yom Kippur is Yom Rachamim B'din. It's Betzim Rachamim. Rav Moshe told us in Shir that he's Makabo from Zikli Yerushalayim, that's sort of Itzla Blazer, the time of Yisrael Slanted, B'Sof Yom of went to Yerushalayim, that on Rosh Hashanah, he was like all bent over, like B'mayra V'fachad. Right? And the Gemara Taka says that on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mitzvah and a shofar kafuf, right? A bent shofar because of dinim, right? And on Adafka Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah B'poshu. And then Ritzel Blazer on Yom Kippur was mamash b'spashtus, great mood, like, you know, it was, you know. But we were just, you know, hopping on to the chitzonius. So, you know, b'chitzonius, you know, Rosh Hashanah is a festive day. And b'chitzonius, you know, it's a, you know, Yom Kippur is a solemn day. But we should be ochos in the pnimius. That mamash, it's the happiest day. Second, you know, it is a tie with Tu B'Av. Right, but I want to ask Akasha, what happened to Purim? Why isn't Purim not in the Mishnah? Right, you would think Purim is the happiest day. Right, that's Erstens. Tzveitens, everyone knows the famous Tikkuni Zohar, that Yom Kippurim is a Yom Kippurim. It's like Purim, like, but not exactly. I want to discuss that also.
Not
Purim. Right? Okay, so I thought we have Kreplach, obviously. But that's why. Right, but I'm going to get to that. But I want to be more something, that that these 2 days, Purim and Yom Kippur, are reciprocals. Because the hachana for Yom Kippur, midorais already, is to fast. It's just to eat before the fast. In Purim, it's fakir, it's fast before you eat. That the actual day is the day of Yom Mishteh v'Simcha. But we have Tanis Esther, you know, it's like, it's interesting. They're, you know, they're inverses of each other. The hachana for one is eating for the fast, the other one's fasting for the eating. And we're going to get into that and discuss it. But I first want to just say a biur. In the Mishnah, right, in Tainus and Marsh, to get into what we're talking about over here at the table, that Marsh brings it out so well. Like, what's the shot? So it's a happy day, right? So because that, so they made shiduch. So I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira. He made an interesting observation. In Gantz Maisa Bereishis, Ve'al Kim Kitov. All right, on Yom Sheni, nothing. Right, because we know, because it might create machlekes, but just says nothing. There is one place in my submission that says, Mamish, Lotov. Lotov. Exactly. Right? It's machavin to the whole thing. There's a, Mamash Lotov. Said, Lotov Eos Adam Levado. It's an amazing thing. Right, it's the first time in the Torah, and the first time it's like, what? Rav Moshe's mad here. It's Rav Moshe himself talking. Mad, Lotov. Lotov Eosar Mavado. Means Mashvat's even worse than Yom Sheni. Yom Sheni's a stomach, and it didn't say Vayal Kim Kito. You know, right? So he told me that at the time, because at the time I was an ultra bacher. Lotov, ze lotov. Ze makom, ze lotov, ata bachur, ze lotov, ze za. Ze makom yachid shekatuv ba Torah, ken lotov, ze lotov yasodam levad. Right? Right? No, so now the question of what's the amkus of it? Right? Because the pshat is like this. What causes to be alone, lonely, levad, as opposed to biyachad, right? What's the mavdil? The mavdil is the koch of ra. That's the effect that evil has on reality, is that it causes fragmentation. Right? Because the ra, that when it infiltrates reality, so it comes between the chelkei atov, And if you talk for Tishkach, anything you call bad is a form of fragmentation. It's a form of breakdown. You know, death is a breakdown of life, sickness is a breakdown of health, right? And poverty also, you know, your stuff just falls apart. You know, even though matter could be neither created nor destroyed, but the resources scatter, right? And that's the koach of Ra when Ra infiltrates reality, right? So now, on Yom Kippur and on Tu B'Av, right, when we defeat the Ra, Ha Sutton, Gematria 364, but 365 days a year, because there's no sun on Yom Kippur, right? So it's a day of Achdus, you know, because the Ra is what's called pure, that's why Anu Matirim L'Spalim Ha'Varyonim, right? And on Tu B'Av also, there was a Hisurus, you know, that they saw that Kodesh Baruch Hu is with us even within the Ra, and they were attacking the Brach of Hatov HaMetiv, in Beit, you know, on Harugei Beitar, which is the bracha we're going to make in Olam Haba. Gemara says in Olam Hazeh, we make Adon HaEmes, in Olam Haba, we're going to make Hatova Meitiv. It's only good and gets better, right? That, you know, so these 2 days of Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, right, are keneged that we get above the Ra. The Ra is what causes Pirud. That's why on this day, they make Shiduchim. Because what causes it comes in like, oh, you know, you just guys described, you know, some of the symptoms. But it's all bad stuff that comes between Ish v'Isha coming together. And that's what the Gemara says, Yevamos HaShori below Isha, Shori below Tova, below Teira, below Bracha. That, you know, the period between man and wife is connected to the cosmic problem. It's Marsh connected to the cosmic problem. And when we defeat on these days, we're Nis'ale above the cosmic problem. So connected to be in sync. They say they made shiduchim, right? But the question is now, you know, to understand the hevdela mahuti between Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av on the one hand, and slicho mechilas. You know, it's more says why it's slicho mechilas. It's a time of rejoicing. We have to go into Yom Kippur besimcha. We have to cry over our sins, but besimcha from the etzem ayoyim. We should have been sittering on Rosh Hashanah, right? But the hevdela mahuti, right, between Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, which in Yom Kippur I'm calling that Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, versus Purim, to understand why Purim is not in the Mishnah. Right? So I'll pee the Goyin. So the Goyin, you know, in his Ksavim says that, you know, that which the Tikkun HaZohar said, it's Yom Kippurim, it's a lostam, that, you know, there's something, there's an epis of common denominator. They're two halves of the same day. Right, well, because we've got Luchos Shnius and it's Hadar Kiblua, and right. Yeah, but it's, yeah, so the Gaon says even more that they're Be'etzim two halves of the same day. Besor Chetzio La Hashem, V'Chetzio Lachem. Because it's a Din Yontav, Chalkeo, Chetzio La Hashem, Chetzio Lachem. Yom Kippur seemingly is Kulo La Hashem. Right? And Purim is seemingly Kulo Lachem. Right? So says the Gaon, they're two halves of the same day. Besor Chetzio La Hashem, Chetzio Lachem. So Yom Kippur is the Chetzio La Hashem, and Purim is Mamash, its twin. Besor the Chetzio Lachem. Right. All right. Oh, so the word is like this. So I'll explain the common denominator and explain what's different, and then we can understand why they're inverses of each other. Common denominator is, like we said before, to defeat evil. Bran Yom Kippur, who defeats the evil? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just declared Yom Kippur, but it's Mitzad Isruta de La'ela, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the son, get lost, you don't have koach on this day. You know, the kochos of Yom Kippur that I darshened on tonight in my shir in Long Beach, and I'll send out that shir soon, that's all Mitzido Yisbarach. We just declare it that, you know, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misruta de La'ela gives the special kochos of Yom Kippur that there's no Ra Sholei, and that's why it's Chetzio La'Hashem, because he's the hero. He does it. He does it, right? And when he does it, there's taka no yetzahara b'mitzias b'chlau. Right? It's a day kulov ha'aras panim with no hester panim. And that's why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud, kayadua. Purim is mamash. We did it. But now we don't have the koch to say to the Ra, you're gone. Abracadabra, you're gone. We don't have, but we have the koch to see him. They just stam a big boogeyman. He doesn't have mahus. We can't be mevatim from mitzias. We could just be very, very stark in our emuna that he's not real. right? And that somehow he is Latoiv, but he's there, right? So on Yom Kippur, Chazal tells us there's no Yetzara, Hasan, only 364 days. We don't have a Chazak that there's no Yetzara on Purim. But we do know that that's the Inyan of Purim, that we see that even the Raz Latov Besod Adelo Yoda Ben Or Hamel Baruch Mordechai, that somehow Lamala from our Das, we instead even the Raz Latov. And that's the whole thing. Yom Kippur is a day of Ha'orasponim, Kloresponim. But what's Purim? Esther Minatorim Minayin Vanochi Hasta Aster Ponai. Fakir, the Midah called Hester Ponim, from which the Ra has the illusion of its Metzias, the Midah of Hester Ponim is Sholit on Purim. It's Sholit. What we did is, we can't do abracadabra and will it out of existence, but we steig on this day to see that it's just an illusion. It's just an illusion. And even it serves the Tov. Right? So on this day, we eat and we drink, which are all pulis that come from the Hester Ponim. It's the day of Guf. That's a bria that comes from Hester Ponim, but with the emuna that it also serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ra's not brought up from Metzias, but we understand that it has no koach, but it's still been Metzias. And that's why on Purim we still say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso quietly, because the Ra's not brought up from Metzias, just we see through it. It's like you see the boogeyman, you see through him. So the Hester Ponim there still is, right? Just we understand that it's not real. Whereas Lumas, and that's the maximum an Odom can do. And it's Besor Chetz Yolochem. This is the our Avodah. What we could do is we can't will the Ra out of existence, but we could be stark with the Emunah that it's not real and only the Tov is real. Whereas on Yom Kippur, the Ra is not the Metzias. Right? So that's why sort of Simcha Burim of Peshitzli say, if he had the Koch, he'd be Mevat all the Tanes, except Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Because Tisha B'Av, how can you eat? Yom Kippur, you don't need to eat. Right? Because it's the day of Horus Ponim. The Guf is not Sholei. It's a day of Ruchnias. No, Purim is a day of Gashmias. Just we see that the Gashmias is not anti-HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's there to beserve him. So that's Yom Kippur's Chetzio Lashem. And it's a day of Horus Ponim. Purim is Chetzio Lachem. And it's a day where the Hester Ponim is. Vanochi Esther Matominai, Vanochi Hester Esther Ponai. There's an Oror Haman. But we just see that it's all Latoiv also. So that's why, we don't make Shidduchim on Purim. And we still say Baruch Shem, because the Hester Ponim is there, just we see through it. We see through the Hester Ponim. Right? And we may, now you can understand the inverses of these Chagim. So that's why Purim is always Hecher, that the Yetzer Hara could be Matsui, could exist, right? But we see through him. And one could argue that's a higher Madrega, that the Ra could be seemingly Matsui, and just you are mevatel, it's metzias in your own mind and heart, that's bigger than if you have Rosh Hashanah takes it away, right? Then I understand, that the so since the Hester Parm is still new, that's why it's not a Shidduch day, and that's why it's not in the klal of that Mishnah, that it's not a Yom Tov like it, because that the Yom Tov Parm is kulo mitzidenu, right? Whereas what happened on Yom Kippur, what happened to Yom Kippur, what happened on Tu B'Av, were all Nisim Milamala, right? That, it's a pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Nisim that he did, things that he made these things happen, right? Okay, so now so Pshat is like this, right? So on Yom Kippur, the Achana for Yom Kippur is eating, because we want to schlep our reality up, Yom Kippur is God's reality. Erev Yom Kippur is our reality, and we want to merge the universes. And that this the Radziner says. So we eat a lot on Erev Yom Kippur to bring Gashmias to Ruchnias. Right? To bring Gashmias to Ruchnias. And then the more you eat, the more that gets elevated. Right? But on Purim it's Fakir. We're going into Gashmias with the Emuna that Gashmias serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as much as Ruchnias. But you're going to only be fooling yourself. They say, yeah, I believe Gashmias is all the Toiv. You're going to be fooling yourself if Gashmias controls you as opposed to you controlling Gashmias. Right? And that's why the Achon is fasting. You get a grip, and you be Mizgaber over the Guf, and be Mizgaber, and then you could be real, and you're not full of baloney. Right? When you say on Purim, it's all l'shem shamayim, and it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fasting is the achana for Purim, that you have to first get a grip that it's your, that you're saying it mitzad, not that you're not as moraheter, that the Yetzer is controlling you, but rather you're in control because you're already mizgaber over the guf, and now you could go into the guf, into gufnis, and say it's all a shame shemaim. So that's why the achana for Purim is fasting, right? But the achana for Yom Kippur is eating, because it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cleaning up the world, right? And elevating things. So we want to bring in as much into Yom Kippur as possible, because the more we bring in, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu fixes it up and elevates it for us. So Yom Kippur, which is a day of elevation, come in eating, there's more to elevate. Yom Purim, which is a day of seeing Gashmias for what it really is, but first get a grip that you're being sincere and make sure you're in control, and you're saying it because you're in control of Gashmias, because Gashmias is controlling you, and that's why the achana for it is fasting. All right, Rosh Hashanah should all be Zocha Mamish, you know, the Gemar Chasima Teiva, a good Kaben Shor. We should enjoy many, many good years together, be it here, be it Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, with B.S. Gold Tzedek. It's interesting. You should have some of that. It's a shawarma kreplach. It's a kreple of shawarma. It's a mezainis. It's a mezainis.
It's easy to do this.